No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Robbing and shooting and raping and killing, bloody murder, molesting, running airplanes into buildings. Every time I turn around, something else is going wrong. Yeah, tell me, what the hell is going on?
Welcome to the Rusty Satellite Show with your host, Rick Redding. The show airs every week exclusively here on the Louisville.am podcast network. Rick's ready to start ranting and raving about his hometown right now. So here's Rick.
All right. Welcome back to the Rusty Satellite Show, the home of the most interesting people in the Ville. This is your host, Rick Redding. On a cold and awful day, you just can't help but talk about the weather. And I'm going to talk about that in the first segment. It's one of my top five stories of the week. Started to bring you the little tradition we have here at the Rusty Satellite Show. And today, and partly because of the weather and all that, I'm in the studio here in the Highlands doing my show. My son, Luke Redding, is here. And I'm going to ask him a little bit later about the point of view of a student on all this snow day stuff and how many days we're getting off school. But my guest this week, the two most interesting people in the Ville this week, first up I have Daryl Holliday, who is for the last, I don't know, he says in the interview, but I think 5 years or so, or probably longer than that, has been the owner of the Comedy Caravan down at the Mid-City Mall. Daryl is selling to a great group of investors who are interested in comedy and are going to continue the tradition of the Comedy Caravan as the Laughing Derby. And we got some, given Daryl, who I've known for many years, a chance to talk about the experience of being the owner of there. And we will get to a joke. Put Daryl on the spot, ask him to tell a joke. I have this theory, I'll tell you right now, about telling jokes, that you have to go through life. Very wise man once told me, you'll be all set in the joke department if you just memorize five jokes and keep them your whole life and tell them over and over. And that's what I've done. I'm 53, and you know, friends that are close to me know that I have this joke about being born, about how you should quit while you're ahead, and a couple other ones that I keep handy. One about rye bread that, anyway, I'll be happy to tell you those jokes anytime we get together. But and my second guest, because it's so dreary and gloomy around here, is Molly Yunker. And Molly I've known for a long time, and she is a ray of sunshine in this dingy weather. I thought I needed to cheer myself up, and being around Molly will make you at least crack a smile. So stay tuned for my conversation with Molly Yunker in the second part of the show. So let's get on with the first interview. I went down to the Comedy Caravan, now the Laughing Derby, the other day, and there was a lot of activity going on there. There was a news crew there from WDRB. There was hammers and nails and people fixing things and getting things ready. This weekend is when the Laughing Derby debuts under the new ownership. I think you can find that on the web under laughingderby.com or just Google that, Laughing Derby in Louisville. And it's going to be, I think it's going to be better. It's going to help comedy. You know, if you do know or are aware, several years ago, the ownership of the Comedy Caravan, Daryl, was very concerned because the 4th Street Live had brought in a comedy club, and everybody thought it was going to signal the end of the road for the Comedy Caravan. But Daryl had some innovative ideas and kept it going, and the improv is now gone from 4th Street Live. And you want to see comedy in this town? That's where you go now, the Laughing Derby. So anyway, it's a very interesting conversation. Hang on, and here's my interview with Daryl Holliday.
You love Louisville. You want Louisville when and where you want it? There's something new every day at Louisville.am.
I'm in a place you've never been before at the Comedy Caravan with Daryl Holliday. Welcome to the show, Daryl.
Thank you, Rick. Appreciate it.
And Daryl is a comedian in his own right, and we're at the what was formerly the Comedy Caravan. It's opening this week, as I understand. Tell me what's going on here, Daryl.
Well, as of today, it is now the Laughing Derby at Comedy Caravan.
Okay.
So after having the club for 5 years, had a gentleman and his group been trying to buy the club from me for 3 years. And
okay.
And he finally came in with an offer that I couldn't walk away from, and combined with my wife saying that she wanted me home more often and not as many hours, it just was the right time. And these folks are going to be able to take the club up to the next level. So,
okay, great. And where is that next level? I mean, what are we going to see here that's different than has been in the past?
Probably a little bit more recognized name comedians.
Okay.
They're going to try to upgrade the club to the point that it fits a little more in the Highlands, you know, a little more eclectic, a little more bohemian, trying to do a little more cutting edge, going for maybe a little younger audience than what we've typically brought into the club.
Okay. And I understand, for our listeners who don't know, the Comedy Caravan, now the Laughing Derby, is in the Mid-City Mall. It's right in the middle of the Highlands, and you've been at it for 5 years. You've had a number of different types of events here. But I guess the new direction is strictly comedy. Who are the new owners, and tell us when it's starting and all that.
The four new owners are Steve Hofstetter. He is the majority owner. And then Jamie Utley and Chris Bowers and Tony Deardorff. And they form a management group. Steve is a comedian. Chris is a comedian, and so is Jamie. So they know.
I guess it's good to be a comedian to own a comedy club. Now, you're a comedian yourself. When I met you many years ago, we talked about, we did some things together, and you actually are a comedian. So I'm going to put you on the spot and ask you to tell me a nice, clean joke.
A nice, clean joke. took my dad to the doctor the other day. He's very hard of hearing, and he's been having some trouble. So we were sitting at the doctor, and the doctor says, What's been the problem? I told him, well, you know, Dad's memory's getting a little off. And Dad leans over and goes, what'd he say? I said, I was telling him your memory was getting bad. He goes, oh, okay. And I said, and then he's also having some problems with walking and getting up out of the chair. And Dad leans over and says, what'd you say? I said, told him about you getting up out of the chair. So the doctor says, well, let's do some tests. I want to get some blood work. I want to get a stool sample. And let's go ahead and get a urinary tract. And we'll see how that goes. And Dad leans over and says, what'd he say? I said, give him your shorts.
All right, there's the first joke on the Rusty Satellite Show. That's a pretty good one. Comedy in general, Daryl, tell me, are clubs across the country doing well, doing better than the worst than they have been in the past? Or
clubs are having to change the way they do business because we compete with places like Comedy Central and stuff now that wasn't as big of a deal before. So you have to offer things a little bit different and approach it different than you used to, because we used to control the market. And so you just have to be a little more creative, and there's still plenty of people out there that want that personal experience. You know, watching on TV is okay, but when you're in that audience and actually involved in some of the interaction with the comedians and stuff like that, it's a whole different experience.
Okay.
And so we thrive on that. You know, Comedy Caravan has also done the jazz nights and the magic nights for the family friendly, and I'm happy to say that Laughing Derby has decided to continue that as well.
Oh, good.
So
okay.
We'll be doing some things on Monday night that are not comedy related.
Okay. Well, what are the you know, I know every once in a while you hear of some comedian playing like the Yum Center or some big venue. What are the biggest name touring acts in comedy these days?
Jeff Dunham is huge with his puppets, and Gabriel Iglesias, you know, the big guys that you see on the HBO specials, you know, and things like that. That for a venue our size, we just can't afford to pay them, because we can't charge enough for the seats.
Right.
Because, you know, the Yum Center will hold, you know, tens of thousands, and we hold 230. So, you know, we'll bring Gabriel in and we'll charge, you know, $7,000 a ticket or something.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to, but it is a reasonably priced night out here. Right. What's it cost to get in the new?
Anywhere between $12 and $15.
$12, $15.
And if we have a special event, it'll probably go up to $20. You know, okay. Special event would be somebody like Haywood Banks, Tim Wilson, some of the ones that are our biggest draws anyway.
Okay. And full bar and all the thing. What's going to be different about the way this place looks? I heard the hammering going on downstairs.
They're doing some remodeling. They're going to be doing some painting. They've taken out some of the neons and going with some of the more modern lighting. One of the biggest changes is they're going to try to install a very small kitchen and have several food options that for us for several years all we've been able to offer is pizza by the slice. We cook our own Nathan Quarter Pound hot dogs and of mm-hmm. course our popcorn, which we're famous for. But so they're gonna keep the popcorn and try to incorporate some food choices so that you can actually come here and have dinner and,
okay.
have the show.
Well, great. Well, it must be sort of. I guess it's a great moment when you know. What's that cliche? The two great moments: the day you buy your business, the day you sell it.
Yeah.
It must be bittersweet for you getting out of this.
It definitely is. This last week has been kind of building up to today, and even yesterday and today. I told my son. I said I thought I had prepared myself for this, and it's been really tough. But for the last week, you know, there'll be things that happen that I'll sit back and go, I am really going to miss this part of my job. And then 15 minutes later, something else happens, and it's like, I am not going to miss this part of my job. So.
I know, like at midnight on Friday night, you probably think, I'm glad I'm not doing that anymore.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I know you're going to have a role in the future of this, Darrell. Tell me what that is and how you're going to be involved in the future.
Well, the Laughing Derby and Steve and his group, because of the strong fundraising program that the Comedy Caravan has had, they have asked me to stay involved and be in charge of the fundraising program. You know, we do $30,000, $40,000 a year in fundraising for groups and organizations across the city and the greater Louisville area. Manual High School has their running track basically because of us, because they did so many wow. fundraisers here that we were able to raise enough money for them. But so we're going to continue that because our fundraising events are so easy to do. Once we have a group do it, we have a 92% repeat rate because they just they say we don't have to sell wrapping paper, we don't have to deliver candles, we don't have to find people to man the booths. All they do is sell the tickets, and we give them the money, and then their folks come and enjoy a show.
So you get groups that bring groups to watch, and they get a cut of the mm-hmm. income, and you do
a large oh. portion of the ticket.
Okay, well, that's very cool. I can imagine that would be a funny way and fun way to
it is.
To,
they
to raise
they enjoy
money.
It, and we enjoy raising the money. It's kind of our way of giving back.
Yeah. Well, it's really great that you've sold it. At least you've sold it. Somebody else doing comedy. We're still going to have this great venue in town because, you know, I know the a few years back there was a big threat from 4th Street Live and they had the improv down there.
Yeah, where did improv go?
I don't know. I think you outlasted them.
I think they left town, man.
But there's still comedy in this town, and thanks to this place and your stewardship of it, I guess we're still going to have comedy for years to come. How can people find out about what's going on in terms of the opening weekend and the future?
The easiest way is go to the website, which is laughingderby.com.
Okay.
And they have all of the and one of the things that they're offering that we didn't also is that you can pick your seat. So you can actually go onto the seating chart, see the seats that are available. So if you want to sit up front and there's seats available, you can lock them down. If you want to sit in the back because you don't want to be picked on, you know, you can pick those seats too. So that is something that the Laughing Derby is going to be offering.
All right.
That's different.
All right. Well, that's about wraps it up there, Darrell. I really enjoyed I've been here several times, of course, as you know, and really enjoy the venue. And, you know, best of luck to you and where are you laying down the road?
Well, I appreciate that, Rick. It's going to be enjoyable because I'm training for my first half Ironman triathlon.
Oh, man.
So it's happening in May. So I'm going to be able to devote a little bit more time to that in these last few weeks getting ready for it. So I don't even think I'm going to be looking for my next venture until after that's over. So
that's a big project in itself. So congratulations on that.
Nice little added benefit, too. So.
Learn about the movers and shakers in the Louisville business scene with Startup, Conversations with Louisville Entrepreneurs. A new episode every Tuesday at louisville.am.
No matter how young and healthy you are, life can be full of unpleasant surprises. And without health insurance, even a short hospital stay could set you back thousands of dollars. If you qualify for expanded Medicaid, you can get coverage through Passport Health Plan. Find out if you qualify. Call 855-459-6328 or go online at kynect.ky.gov. Choose Passport, the plan that takes the time to care.
Okay, thank you very much, Daryl. And Daryl slid me a couple of passes to the shows down there. So I'm anxious to go see what's going on at the Laughing Derby at the Comedy Caravan. So, again, thanks to Daryl for allowing me to come by on his last day as the owner of the joint up there. So, anyway, it's mid-January, and we cannot help around here but talk about the weather. I'm recording this on Wednesday. On Thursday, we're expecting some really, really cold temperatures, some zero-degree temperatures. I have in the studio with me my son, Luke, who I picked up from school today. Not really related to the weather, but sort of. And Luke, how you doing?
Doing great. It's very cold.
Luke's into the cold. Now, Luke, tell me what you think about the weather canceling school. I've got a chart here that shows that this is really very unique. WFPL did a really pretty cool story about how much school has been canceled since 1980, and really only three times has school been called off in the last since 1980. More than five times a year. We're sitting at five right now, possibly losing another day tomorrow, which extends the school year further into June every time we miss a day. So Luke walks home about a mile or so, is it?
On a normal day, a mile.
A normal day, Luke walks home a mile. He gets a ride to school. And so what do you think should be the standard? Do you really want to get out of school, anytime you can because of the weather?
I'm unique in this position that I always want to get out of school. A lot of people I know.
Wait. That's not unique. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it is unique. A lot of people actually get really frustrated sometimes because they think at the end of the year their summer is going to be super short.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people actually have this position. While I think having the surprise of not having to go to school is great. So I love it when we get out of school.
Okay. Well, you're not going to love it in June when you're still going and it's sunny and warm outside and you want to do other things. So I guess that's my point. I'll tell you, I've been an outspoken critic of the school system for canceling school. That, a couple weeks ago they did it, or last week they did it, just because it was cold. It was not treacherous conditions. It wasn't hard to get your cars around. The buses could drive. It was just friggin' cold. And this same polar vortex is descending upon us now. And, I got my hunch that kids are going to be out of school tomorrow. I just hate losing these days and extending the school year. I think people ought to get a little tougher. And if you can't stand it, don't go. I tell you, but you can't. I want to say legislate, but you can't do anything about stupid. Now, when I picked Luke up from school today at Eastern High School, this kid walked by my car, and I am not kidding you. I think it's 16 degrees out right now. He had a one layer T-shirt, short sleeve on. And it's not like he's a little dumb little kid. He was probably 6 feet tall, and was just walking. You could tell he had a little way to go. So anyway, that's just a little aside there, but it was just funny to see a kid in a T-shirt in these temperatures and all that. So anyway, that's the number one of my top five stories of the week: the school situation and getting out of school because of weather. I obviously think that they should go, and I think a part of it is, and I won't go into this in depth, but a part of that is the change. Why we're having so many this year has to do with the forecast and the weather forecasting business on TV. They just overhype it. And I had Kristen Walls on here last week, and we talked about that. But I think if not for the the extent and the gravity of the forecast, a lot of these days we would actually go to school. I was surprised one day this week that they did have school, and it could have been canceled. What do you think of that day, Luke?
It was awful.
you agreed with the decision by the schools, right?
there was traffic coming into the school, like, it was crazy. I actually had to walk a little bit because I didn't know when I would be late or not. And it was really cold.
And well, you know what, Luke? Life is sometimes inconvenient. And, you know, sometimes you got to go through something to, you know, go through a little adversity to get where you need to go. And, you know, that's what I think that people should do. Yeah, people were late. There was traffic. It was inconvenient. It was not pleasant. But, yeah, you go to where you have to go. Nobody calls off work. And just to make one other point, nobody calls off work because of the weather. So, anyway, that's it. So, moving on, my second story, my top five is something I think it's about media, really. But, you know, the Governor Beshear had his address last night about the budget. And he talked about what you should know about that is that he talked about putting more money in education and cutting in a lot of other places. And, you know, it's really important. The state budget is really important because it affects a lot of people. It affects jobs. It affects the livelihood of a lot of people. And I guess the point I was making today at my work is that people really, because of the way the media is now, sort of have an excuse for not paying attention. I bet if you walked around and polled all the people in your office place, unless you're in a media business or something, they probably weren't even aware that the governor gave this speech last night about the budget. It used to be, you know, you everybody would talk about what was on the front page of the paper or the lead story on the news, but now people just don't do any of that, and I think there's a deficit of interest in what's going on in our world. It was very important what the governor had to say, and one of his issues that he brought up, and I think it's doomed for the sixth year in a row, is the governor pushed for his casino gaming legislation. Today, up in Frankfort, the opponents of that of gaming of all sorts took the stage, and you know they made their arguments, and I think the opposition is large enough to this, even though the majority of the people in the Commonwealth want to vote on gaming, majority of people, but these, you know, I'll just go ahead and blame it, these backwards rural legislators that believe that object to gaming on moral grounds basically are ruining the fun for the rest of us. So it's still alive, and they're still working on having gaming legislation pass. Representative Larry Clark from Louisville is leading the legislation, but as it has since Governor Beshear was elected in 2007 on a "I will get the gaming passed in Kentucky" campaign, it still hasn't happened. It's probably not going to this time. That's just my opinion, but I don't think it will. Today, the critics from the Family Foundation took the stage and argued against gaming. So that was what happened there. I want to mention real quickly the fourth story on my list today is about Pleasure Ridge Park High School, and the principal David Johnson out there he's been placed on non-instructional duties after an investigation by the Kentucky Office of Education Accountability found that there's some money missing and some money was spent, and there's a business operating on school grounds that, you know, basically they broke some rules. So I think it's sort of an important story in that, you know, it's another one of those things, and Mr. Johnson hadn't been proven that he's done anything wrong yet. There's plenty of evidence that says there's $1,900 he spent to stay at a oceanfront condo in Myrtle Beach during a baseball tournament that far exceeded the allowable expense for such a trip. So there's a lot of other things gone wrong out there. So the investigation has sort of made the news, and people are going to be talking about that incident out there at PRP High School. So let's make our last of our five stories one that's sort of happy. All right, I'm getting fired up right now. It's the death of winter, and when we're talking about sports, we're talking about basketball and what the basketball local basketball teams are doing. But today was announced the U of L football schedule for 2013 as a season ticket holder. I was very interested in this, and I learned number one, the season opener is very exciting. It's going to be on a nationally televised game on September 1st against Miami. And you know, we're it's just the idea of that game is going to get people really excited around here. I think there are also home games against North Carolina State, Wake Forest. We're playing Kentucky at home in Murray State. So it's a really exciting schedule. We got Notre Dame on the road. So Bobby Petrino, of course, has his work cut out for him. I'm sure he's already, you know, working on film and doing all those things that that football coaches do that seem to take so much of their time. But I am very anxious, and I think people around here are going to be just really excited about the football season, because here we are in the ACC. Our there's going to be no complaints next year like there were this year about the lack of competition. It's you know, it's really going to be a challenge for U of L to even have a winning record and stay rated. So, but I believe that you know, Petrino will have his team ready, and they'll have a successful year. A Sports Illustrated writer came out, I think it was this week, and rated the all the college football coaching hires made around the country, and gave Louisville a D for choosing Bobby Petrino. But I think that's just going to be a little more incentive for the coach and for people around here to prove that guy wrong, because you know, a lot of us, including me, think that was a great choice. So there you go. There's my top five stories of the week, and it's a very exciting week around here. And as we battle the cold and stay inside and watch TV and try to get through this and get to February, because once we get to February, March is not far behind, and that's sort of what I'm looking forward to. Tell you that for sure. But in order to bring up my spirits, I brought in my next guest, Molly Yunker. She has a business called Body Talks Works, and she's a delightful young lady, and always full of energy and enthusiasm as we talk about in our interview. So here's my talk with Molly Yunker. Cold and chilly. Not going to talk about the weather again, are we? Maybe we will, but I'm here in the studio in the Highlands with the lovely Molly Yunker. Molly, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, you know, I guess my reason to bring you on the show, Molly, is, you know, it's so depressing outside with the weather and how I feel. And, you know, it's just like it's 0 degrees again. How do you stay happy during these times?
Mm-hmm. Well, staying happy isn't anybody's. I go up and down, and most people don't see that. They see the happy, but mostly that's where I'm from. I come from. It's an inside job. It's not about the circumstances or the environment or the people around me. It's the inside is that way, and I just show up like that.
Well, you know, don't we all wish we had that? Well, tell our Rusty Satellite listeners, Molly, a little bit about you know, what your background is and what you're doing, what you do. I know you grew up here, you went away and came back just like all the rest of us. But, you know, since you've been back, you have a business here in town.
Yes. I have a business called Body Talk Works. I am a certified body talk practitioner, which is part of the holistic healing, complementary care kind of things. And I left here as a graphic designer, living the what I would call the normal life. Moved with my husband to Owensboro and then Nashville. And at some point, like at age 36, 37, I started having the feeling of what else? And it just seemed like working every day, doing and not having a real purpose or direction or...
That was kind of early for a midlife crisis, Molly. Yeah. don't know how you...
It wasn't a crisis. It was just a feeling, and it was kept bubbling up. So I started
exploring. I'm having mine now, by the way.
Okay. So, yes. So you know. I started exploring different things, and I ended up at the Omega Institute for Holistic Studies as a staff worker living out of a tent for 8 weeks and learning about all these different things, including getting Reiki certified in Reiki and finding out about body talk. And it just set me on my path, and I left life as I knew it at age 40 and stepped out and did what I called my gypsy journey.
We ought to have some incense burning in here, shouldn't we? So yeah, you've been doing all this very interesting stuff, and since we got reacquainted a few years back, your story is a fascinating one. That's why the show is about the most interesting people in the Ville. You are certainly that. Tell me a little more about your business and how you help people.
Well, people usually come to me as individuals, but I also see groups and families. I've been working with this one family recently I'm really excited about, because I feel like that's going to make big shifts. Somebody will come. The other day at the Rainbow Blossom Fair, a woman came up and I started demonstrating, and then I went, oh, we're in. We're in it. It's not just a show you. And fear comes up a lot. And it's like people are like, oh, it sucks your life energy. And then when you start to identify the fears, and in the way I do it, it's your innate intelligence is telling me, and I've built my intuition. And I said to this woman, fear of it's all too much. And she started immediately like crying. And I went, okay, we're in. We're going to sit down and do this session. So she felt huge shifts in that moment and having that identified. And the work that I do helps clear those fears, because when you're acting out of fear, it's limiting and it's, okay, people see me as light and happy. It's because I've done a lot of that clearing.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Now, and part of your journey, I know a year or so ago, whatever it was, you started, actually gave up your residence and started moving around and living with people and living in places. In fact, stayed with me for like a week or a weekend, something like that. And did the whole body talk on me, and you know, that was cool. So how's that? Where are you with that? You've been living without a real home address for a long time. But you're not homeless.
Correct. It's never been the idea of homeless. It was 2.5 years, and I'm currently in a residence, and I'm still available for, I know, it surprised me too. I had no idea. What I have learned to say to people is, you know what you know when you knew it, when you know it. I mean, you get your information in different ways. It became really clear to me that my path, I needed to go live with people in order to do the healing work by being in their homes with them. So I stuck my stuff in storage and just went out there, and a leap of faith. And I just asked for, when information comes to me, that it be really, really clear. Nothing subtle, and I'm willing to take that leap.
Oh, wow. So, okay, so 2.5 years you must have stayed in a lot of different places, right?
Many places, many people.
I think that would be the more interesting thing is that, you know, you get to actually see how people live and what's going on with their outer world and inner world, I guess.
Correct.
Right?
I remember saying something to somebody about offering that. And she's like, no way would I let you into my home. I don't want you to see how I live. And I think people are just, there's a lot of illusions. You have a nice house, you have a car, you have this, and you think you're a certain thing, or you present that. And behind that, there's a lot of hidden fears and ideas and am I good enough feelings. And that's really where I want to help people.
Yeah, I guess people, you know, project what they are in their outer person. But, you know, inside we're all struggling with the same anxieties and fears and
correct.
All the things that we got to get through to get through life, right? So, yeah, that's a real challenge, I think, for everybody. Now, you've taken me, you know, let's just have a little fun with this, Molly. You've taken me out of my comfort zone at least 70 times. But no, what was that thing we did, that the dancing thing? What was that called?
Contra.
Contra, yes. I went contra dancing, thanks to you, and that was quite an experience. You know, it was certainly out of my comfort zone, but that's the kind of thing you do. Every time I see you out in public, you know, you're dancing or doing something like that. So thanks for that. Or you got to have a lot of energy for all that.
I have learned that when I'm out because I'm up and I'm ready and I want to do that and I love to dance. And I have learned that I really need my alone time and I have to take care of that, or otherwise I get sick or something. I'm not showing up well. And even the other night at Contra, I had to leave early. I could just feel myself. And so I've learned to honor the body talking to me.
Oh, okay. So that's where the body talk is. I know you did some of that work with me and you know, the whole thing, but you know, still, I don't completely understand.
No.
And maybe you could tell our listeners exactly what it is that you do in terms of what that treatment is, what that holistic feeling is.
So ultimately, I'm asking your innate intelligence what it wants to have linked in the body so the communication in the body works better, because the body is designed to self-heal. You cut yourself, it heals. What's happening is when there's genetics, trauma, medications, an injury, the communication breaks down. So it's not working optimally. So the Body Talk system is based out of like Chinese medicine and meridians, and he was a chiropractor, a Reiki master. He took all that information, and we're helping. One level of Body Talk is reestablishing communication between parts so they work better. Another aspect that shows up a lot in my work is neutralizing or dissolving fears and phobias and beliefs. And what happens then is you get to let go of those things that are dictating how you are, and instead being in the present moment with what is.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
You get to make a decision based on the present moment versus an old belief that you were told or a fear that you were told.
Right. Living here and now and what's happening. And you know, there's a lot to it. You do feel better when you at least feel like you're living your life and not, you know, I know you deal with. Are most of the people you deal with, they must have some sort of problem, either a physical or some sort of problem they need you help with. What kind of people, what kind of problems?
It's been a combination of children with being at school, like they're not doing well, bedwetting tics. I've had that, to adults on their process of leaving the planet, dying. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, I think the idea that I'm wanting people to understand is it's no one label. It's more about feeling freer from the pain. And the pain is physical. The pain is emotional. The pain is spiritual. Let's reduce that influence so you can just be freer and lighter and be here and enjoying whatever shows up. Whoever shows up.
We just never know. You and I just seem to pop into each other's lives, I guess, and that's kind of cool. Well, we're about to wrap up here, Molly. Let's talk to our listeners about how they can get a hold of you or you know, take advantage of your services or whatever.
Great. I have a website called bodytalkworks.net. There's lots of information on there about the work. There's testimonials. There's links to the International Body Talk Association's website. Some people think I like created this all myself. No, it's done internationally. There's training that I'm happy to bring instructors to Louisville. I've done it before. I'll do it again. And work with individuals. Right now I have a couples offering for couples that want to, I say, indulge in 2 hours of taking care of and learning more about themselves as individuals and working on the relationship. And it's not like therapy. It's more fun and playful and interesting. And
well, it's got to be. I know therapy's not really that much
not
fun.
Necessarily. No, I wouldn't consider. But working with me, I think, is fun and it's insightful. And if you really want to learn more about yourself, and you have to do that and be better to be in a better relationship.
Well, I believe that, Molly. I think everything you do with you is fun. So thanks for coming in and, you know, brightening my spirits, at least here in the middle of January with 0 degrees outside. So
thank you.
Anyway, Molly, Molly Yunker with Body Talk Works. And the website's bodytalkworks.net. And Molly, thanks for coming in.
Enjoyed
seeing you,
Rick. I enjoyed it too.
All right, Molly, thank you for coming in on this cold day. As always, if you want to find pictures of my guest, just go to rustysatelliteshow.com. This show airs on louisville.am. Dan Vonderhyde is just making some great strides around here with Louisville.am. I know there's some new shows coming on and planned, so there's always something new at Louisville.am. But one of those things new every week, every Thursday, is a new Rusty Satellite Show where you meet the most interesting people in the Ville. And so I'm signing off. Thanks for joining me for another show. Please tell your friends. Please spread the word. Let's get some more downloads. Let's build the momentum for the Rusty Satellite Show. I'll look forward to talking to you again next week when hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer and we'll meet two more interesting people here in the Ville.
Thanks for listening to the Rusty Satellite Podcast with your host, Rick Redding. Next week, Rick will be right back here on Louisville.am with another stellar lineup of great guests. You can let Rick know what you think by sending an email to rick@louisvilleky.com. He's on Twitter, too, @RickyRedding. For more information about the show, including photos of Rusty Satellite Show guests, go to louisvilleky.com, the pulse of the city.